Contretemps by Summer Storm, read by Petica. Phantom, American Idol, and Leverage. Allison popped her head in the pilot's cabin because the door was open, not because she thought there was something going on. Though she was thinking it would be cool if there was.
"It's not what you think,"
a tall black guy wearing jeans and a World of Warcraft t-shirt said to her from the co-pilot's seat. The pilot's seat was occupied by a blonde girl, and there was a body wearing a regulation air company uniform knocked out on the floor. He didn't look dead, at least?
"We're saving you," the tall black guy said. All of you."
"This is fun," the blonde said, and the plane made an abrupt move that nearly made Allison bang her head against the controller board. The guy caught her arm before she had the chance to injure herself.
"If she doesn't get us killed first," he despaired.
"You should go back to your seat," he said pointedly, and a woman appeared out of nowhere behind Allison.
"Oh, hello," the woman said in a thick British accent. "You're that feisty girl from that Idol program, aren't you? Why don't you go entertain the other passengers while we go through this turbulence?"
She emphasized the word with a glare at the blonde and a hand on Allison's back, pushing her out of the cabin. "I promise we will land safely in no time at all. Take this as a chance to do some unplanned promotion for that new CD of yours I'm sure has come out recently," she suggested perkily. Allison decided that whoever these people were, it was probably better to cooperate. So she stepped out and followed Sophie back to the passenger cabin. The end.